Geno's, he's a guy, I mean, he can really ruin things for you. He's talented. He's a smart player. He's got all the tools. I mean, he's athletic, he's fast, he's strong. He can ruin the game for you at three technique. He's one of those Warren Sapp type guys where, you know, he can take over a game.
And it's obviously not just Geno. I mean, as Coach Philbin and Coach Will said, that whole front four, that whole front seven, they're playing at a pretty high level right now.
They are. Their whole front four is really talented. They're really big guys. They're fast. They're physical. Their whole front seven's big. Their linebackers are big. They're physical. They're athletic. It's a really good group, and they really play well together.
What led to your success last year against them?
I think running the football. I think we stuck with the running game, and the last couple of years we beat them. We've had success running the football. We've ran it early. We've ran it often, and we stuck with it.
In terms of what have you done differently since the bye week that has allowed the running game to get started compared to what you were doing earlier?
I think we're committed to it. I just think if you look at touches per game, I think we're committing to the run. You know, we're picking up chunks of yards, so it kind of gives the group confidence in running it. It gives the coaches confidence in dialing it up. You know, I think once you start picking up chunks of yards, you know, you get your yards per carry up there. It allows you to keep going back to it, and I think that's something, you know, that's something that I really love to do. I think we should just keep running the football, you know, 30, 40 times a game.
So you pretty much look at the way you were running it in the first half last week as kind of the blueprint. I think Lamar had 63 of his 89 yards in those first 30 minutes.
That's our blueprint for success. We have to run the football for four quarters.
In terms of McKinney, obviously you're the guy next to him. You've got to help him with communication and calls and things like that. What's that challenge like, I guess, trying to translate for him?
You know, it's a big challenge. Every single play we're talking, just talking him through stuff. I'm giving him little code words, little tag words to kind of get him going, you know. It's one of those things where he comes in and he's got, you know, kind of bits and pieces of the offense, and I gotta relay it to him. And him being a veteran, he's done a really good job of just picking up on what I'm giving him and, you know, playing fast.
Do you learn his language or – teaching yours?
I think it's kind of a little bit of both. It's like I'm using words that he's used in the past and kind of trying to apply them to our language, and I'm taking words in our language and teaching him what they used to mean in his past. So it's kind of like a meeting of the minds, and over the next couple of days and the next couple of weeks, we'll really start speaking the same language as far as what we're doing here.
Richie, are you good-naturedly quizzing him as you might be sitting in having lunch or walking off the field?
You know, I really don't need to. I think since he's been here, he hasn't had one missed assignment. I think, you know, he's been spot on. He's been really good. He's a veteran player. He's played a lot in this league before, and it's showing out there.
Richie, one last thing. Identification this week against Cincy is going to be very important because they move people around a lot in that defensive front seven.
They do move people around a lot. They have the talent to really kind of just line up and play it. They're not a team that's going to, you know, really disguise a lot of stuff. So as far as us being able to identify stuff, we see the same defense every day in practice, a similar defense. So being able to identify it will be fine. You know, I think it's just one-on-one matchups, guys making blocks.
Does Kevin Coyle give you a cheat sheet?
A little bit, yeah, no doubt. He's got a lot of good insight. And like I said, we face the same defense, you know, typically, you know, kind of like the structure, the same defense. So we've been training against it since April.
But, I mean, McKinney, as he mentioned, he faced them twice a year in that division, so his familiarity with what he's facing this Sunday has to help as well, I imagine.
It does. It definitely helps. You know, he's got a lot of knowledge about them, you know, being a common opponent.